Going straight to the top for some straight talk. This is Company in Profile on Canada's Business Report.
We'll talk about safety in the skies for this portion of the program. Our Company in Profile today is Toronto-headquartered Star Navigation Systems Group Limited. Joining us in studio, the Chairman and CEO of Star Navigation Systems, Viraf Kapadia. Mr. Kapadia, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
The company's flagship product is the in-flight safety monitoring system. What does it do?
That's correct. It monitors aircraft as we fly and brings in data from various data points within the aircraft. This data could relate to engine temperatures. It could relate to fuel consumption. It could relate to multiple issues. It could relate to hydraulic issues, various issues within the aircraft.
Okay. It has this information. What does it compare that information to in order to determine whether or not there may be a problem developing?
I'm glad you used the word information, because the current systems, which are legacy systems, bring only data down only after an event happens. We actually process the data on the aircraft and bring information down, which is readily usable within milliseconds.
Okay, and you're comparing what? Let's say the landing gear in an aircraft, the hydraulics. Are you comparing what is taking place in that hydraulic system as the plane is flying and compare it to the information or the specifications laid out by the manufacturer of that hydraulic system?
I think a better example for the public would be the engine temperatures, for example. Mm-hmm. The engine temperatures, there are given parameters that it should not exceed between, shouldn't go beyond X and Y. Now, if we have that data, and while our system is hunting for differences, we are a proactive system, all the other systems are reactive. So when it's hunting for differences and sees the temperature of engine number 3 rising, for example, mm-hmm. then it generates that alert. And this alert can be sent off to various operators, pre-named people, VP Engineering and others. And these guys can log into our system and track what's happening with the aircraft as it happens.
The information is not sent to the cockpit.
No, we would never want to send it to the cockpit. We are a non-essential system, and we know the cockpit is always busy. However, the ground people will contact and be the extra eyes for the people in the cockpit. And actually, the captain of the ship will decide. He is in charge, and he should decide who takes action.
Okay, so recap for me again. This information, there may be a problem in engine number 1. The information is sent where?
It is processed within the aircraft in our proprietary box and sent down to our ground station, which will generate alerts to various departments of the airline.
Okay, so employees of the airline or safety officials then what, log on to a website that you have?
Absolutely. They log on using their passwords, and they can now drill into the information that is coming from the aircraft as it happens.
And then communicate with the pilot.
They can communicate with the pilot and possibly suggest things. They cannot tell him what to do.
There are all kinds of safety features already built into these aircraft today. Does this not duplicate what is taking place?
If I were to tell you that the black box has been in the plane for 67 years and no one has, or even more, and no one has ever changed it, we are basically accustomed to what is there. We don't want to. Human beings don't like changes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it doesn't duplicate what's there. You're more proactive.
The difference is all the legacy systems are reactive when an event happens, whereas we are proactive. We are hunting for differences.
Okay. Your company just now is getting its feet wet, really, in this area. After research and coming up with the system, you finally landed your first contract. It's a $9 million U.S. deal spread out over 10 years with SpiceJet of India. Is that an area of the world that you're concentrating on?
Unfortunately, the answer is yes now, but when we started working with Europe and North America. However, after 9/11, we had issues on the Chapter 11s and others, but India and the Middle East at the moment are growing fast, and we thought it's a good business decision to cover the rest of the world, but concentrate on India as well.
The company recently announced that Pierre Jeannot, who is a former head of Air Canada, along with a former head of the International Air Transportation Association, had joined your company's strategic advisory committee. How important was that?
It speaks for itself. A gentleman who has actually run an airline and was running an association with all the airlines as their members. I wouldn't use the word, but he has more or less endorsed our product, but he will be sitting on the strategic committee and making sure that Star does what its investors should get. And we are going to increase shareholder value, hopefully.
Okay. Just a few seconds left. When will you be turning a profit?
We are going to be breaking even in the first quarter of 2005, which is September 2005 for Star. And then on, it will be profits all the way, I'm sure. And we have new products coming online. Thank you.
We'll be watching for them. Mr. Kapadia, that's all the time we have. Thanks very much for stopping by.
Thank you, Rob.
That is Viraf Kapadia. He is CEO of Star Navigation Systems Group Limited. The company's stock trades on the TSX Venture Exchange, the ticker symbol SNA.